Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm the house manager here at the Workhouse, which is a National Trust property in Southall.
So what role does audio play within this heritage environment?
Plays a huge role in lots of different ways that you might not even imagine. So we have the oral history programme here, which is voluntary run, and we do oral histories from people that are involved in the building, right from present day, myself, through to people that have lived here, worked here in the past, a real variety. We have an audio guide that people can take around with them, and we also have living history days, so oral history really features in that, as it's from people's testimonies we use.
And so how important is that authentic storytelling, this kind of storytelling?
Oh, it's hugely important. People really connect to it. It really adds an extra level and added value to people's experience, and they can see the human element behind the interpretation that we're trying to put across.
So what advice would you give to other museums and heritage organisations who are thinking about using audio as a tool for telling their story?
My first piece of advice would be to know your stuff legally, so make sure you've got the right permissions in place, get the right infrastructure before you go on the journey, because you can get really burnt through the experience, but really just to advise people to go for it and see where it takes them. It's a good journey.